it's first thoughts, and the first segment is supposed to be what's on my mind, and there was something on my mind, and then I forget about it. But one of the things, I guess last night on Netflix, I did watch this. There's a new, I like sports documentaries. I've seen one on Bill Russell and Yogi Berra and the Celtics and Lakers. And the latest one last night was on Martina Navratilova and Chris Everett. And they met 80 times on the tennis court. And both of them over 14 years were the number one player. It was, they're saying maybe not just the greatest rivalry in women's tennis, but maybe in all of sports. It's really something. 80 times Martina won 43 to Chris's 37. And so, and they both have battled cancer in recent years, and they're great friends, they're dear friends, but it wasn't always that way. So I found it fascinating. I'd recommend it, but, you know, to each his own. So, okay. Also this morning, today in history, on July 1st. So let's get our positions in place here. If we've got, it's always kind of interesting if we've got some audio that goes with the particular today in history. I remembered that comment from my friend Caleb at some point. He was like, yeah, today in history, but it's definitely better if you've got audio. And I agree. And so I think we've got actually a couple items for you today. So are we ready to go? Here we go. All right. Yes, today in history. In 1867, the Confederation of Upper and Lower Canada and the Maritime Provinces became the Dominion of Canada with the installment of the British North America Act. The national holiday is now known as Canada Day. So we wish you well. The very first Tour de France was on this day in 1903. In 1995, Wolfman Jack died at the age of 56. He was a radio DJ heard on 2,200 radio stations in more than 42 countries. If you know who he is when I say that, you know he's kind of iconic. Okay, also on this day in 2004, Hollywood acting icon Marlon Brando died of lung failure at a hospital in Los Angeles.
I'm going to make him an awfully game with you.
Yeah, two-time Academy Award-winning actor Brando immortalized the role of Don Corleone in the 1972 classic The Godfather. He also won an Oscar for his role in 1954's On the Waterfront and received critical acclaim for his work in films like A Streetcar Named Desire, Guys and Dolls, Last Tango in Paris, and Apocalypse Now. Brando was 80 when he passed. And in 2005, on this day, Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor announced her resignation. The 75-year-old became the High Court's first woman justice in 1981 when she was nominated by President Reagan. Now, yesterday, there were no retirement announcements, though apparently it was misreported by NPR's Nina Totenberg that there had been one, but I heard Nita's apology yesterday, and she was like, it's the worst mistake she'd made in 50 years of journalism, and she gave an explanation about it, and so even veteran reporters can err, right? So, all right, and finally, our morning devotion. Having said that, Alito not retiring, but apparently it's rumored that he's still mad at some point, and people are wondering about Clarence Thomas on the court, and those on the right are hitting hard on Amy Barrett for her decision to keep birthright citizenship in place. Finally, July 1st from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. If we only do what we're familiar with, we might miss what we've been made for. 1 Peter 4:10, each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. And he says, before Walt Disney dreamed up Disneyland, he was fired from his job at a newspaper in Kansas City because his editor said he lacked imagination. Can you believe it? The editor missed that one in a big way. Bob Goff says, whenever I'm at Tom Sawyer Island, I think about what would have happened if Walt Disney had dug in his heels at that newspaper instead. The world would have never met Mickey Mouse. Failure forced Walt Disney to pursue his real passion. Our habits shape our days, and our days make up our lives. Without much thought, we can settle into routines that keep us stagnant for decades. There's nothing wrong with staying put if you found your passion, but many of us have a dream tucked away inside of us, a dream fear keeps us from pursuing. We fear we don't have the skills or resources to see the project through. We worry we won't be able to weather financial instability as we transition. We tell ourselves that there are already other people doing it, and the world doesn't need one more voice to add to the noise. If we only do what we're familiar with, we might miss what we've been made for, says Bob Goff. God didn't put those passions inside of you just to give you material for your daydreams. He gave them to you because your gifts and personality uniquely qualify you to do the things God created you to do. Don't get so comfortable where you are that you miss where God wants to take you. Today's question, what gifts do you have that God might want to use? A former WIB co-worker of mine and a longtime friend, Matt Hoig. Happy birthday to Matt today. Man, the guy's talented. He can play the piano, he can sing, and just a lot of gifts, a lot of talents, and bottom line, a great brother in the Lord. Chad White, another great brother in the Lord. Happy birthday. Dale Baston, Sharon McClary, Jean Gurwi is here, and Jean has shared his story on the radio with us before regarding his escape from Congo, I believe, which has been in the news here lately. Keith Veely, happy birthday. Married to our board member of our WIB Incorporated board, Linda Veely. Tammy Dalby, Whitney Berthume from Jacob's Well, and Danny Nutting, all turning a year older today. Sarah Stolpe actually had a birthday yesterday, celebrating a new decade, 40 years young as a single mom of two girls. So, Sarah, we want to celebrate with you belatedly.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
Oh, we hope you had an awesome birthday and may it continue today. Well, it is July and hopefully after the 7:30 weather, Caleb and I will share some of the special events for the month. But what is all on tap for the seventh month of the year? I told you tomorrow at noon, we're halfway through this midterm election year. Also, Wimbledon's underway and runs through July 12th. Funny, I was just watching that Chris Evert, Martina Navratilova documentary last night, the final set. The ladies' single final slated for July 11th, the men's single final July 12th. The wife-carrying world championships is Friday and Saturday in Finland, in case you were wondering. I don't know what streaming service that's on. Saturday, of course, is Independence Day. A lot of people taking their holiday on Friday. The sky will be filled with lights and booms all weekend long, plus there'll be mattress sales. The 2026 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is Saturday as well. Joey Chestnut, the longtime champ, right? The live-action version of Moana comes to theaters July 10th, starring Dwayne Johnson, I guess. The MLB All-Star Game July 14th in Philadelphia. Yeah. Should Miz get the start? I mean, he's a contender for it, but it's in Philadelphia, and they got this pitcher named Sanchez, and he's really good, so maybe Miz will come out of the bullpen. And the NL manager would say, nice to have that arm you could bring in out of the pen. 105-mile-an-hour fastball. The ESPY Awards airing on July 15th. Christopher Nolan's long-awaited The Odyssey comes to theaters July 17th. Kind of a rush on tickets for that already. The World Santa Claus Congress Canada, taking place in Niagara Falls July 20th to the 23rd, brings together Santas, Mrs. Clauses, and Christmas entertainers from around the globe for a four-day celebration filled with activities, gatherings, and festive fun. Now, I may see my friend Carl Smisky, who's been the Chippewa Falls Santa for years now. He and his wife as Mrs. Claus. I don't know if he's planning to go there. I may see him tonight at our Not Lone Rangers group, 6 o'clock, Valley Brook, downtown Eau Claire. See you there. Everybody's welcome. San Diego Comic-Con runs July 22nd to the 26th. And Spider-Man, Brand New Day, coming to theaters last day of the month, July 31st. My son's got a birthday. Our afternoon drive host, Dawson, on July 22nd, going to turn 25. My daughter, Grace, also just got engaged with a birthday July 11th. Things we're looking forward to in our family. It's kind of a busy month for birthdays. My mother-in-law as well on July 9th. Win a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. A pair of full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Crestview Academy, on the line.
715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. The question we've been working on since yesterday morning is this. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? A typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. Your chance to win two full event tickets to One Fest, again, courtesy of Crestview Academy. If you can be the first to answer that, no clues yet. No clues yet, but could be that we get a winner right here. The Early Risers, 715-723-2555. What does a typical person come across about 15 times per day? A typical person comes across about 15 of what daily? 715-723-2555.
We had a lot of good guesses yesterday from many locales throughout the WIB listening area, but no winner so far.
We heard yesterday from Menominee, Gilman, Fall Creek, La Crosse, Stanley, Altoona, Mondovi, Rice Lake, Durand, Whitehall, Colby, and Tony. but did not get a correct answer during Tuesday trivia, so it's Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Again, 715-723-2555. Two full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Crestview Academy. Parking thrown in as well. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day?
Again, three tries at it today. We're talking to Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee after 8:15 this morning. So first clue coming after 7:45.
715-723-2555. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? It's not spiders, stop signs, intersections, traffic circles, emails, texts, ants, people, people they talk to, police officers, mosquitoes, dogs, spam calls, birds, FedEx or Amazon delivery trucks, pennies, people who don't use their turn signals, pop-up ads, phone notifications, pieces of litter, episodes of flatulence, or somebody laughing. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? 715-723-2555. Lots of great guesses yesterday, Havel, but just wasn't what we were looking for.
A full range of guesses, as Caleb just regaled us with, but no right answer. As you hear that, what do you think it might be?
715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Danny, and I'm from Hayward.
Hey, Danny.
What do you think, Danny?
And I'm guessing light switches.
Light switches. A typical
good
person
idea.
Comes across 15 light switches every day. Is that it? It's not it, but thanks for the call from Hayward, Danny. Appreciate it. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Mike, you've been trying hard. What do you think?
Electronic billboards.
Electronic bill. Yeah, those new digital ones. You see more and more of those. A typical person comes across about 15 of those every day. Havo, did Mike get it?
Sorry, Mike.
It's a good guess, though. It really is.
Yeah,
it's
think of
guess.
All the things we take for granted that we see every day. So,
good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
Toby, what do you think?
$100 bills.
$100 bills. Typical person comes across about 15 of those every day. Maybe if you're working as a cashier or something like that. That's where I saw most of them.
Yeah.
In my time, but
not it.
Not it. Thank you, Tony. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda.
What do you think?
I like the one about the $100 bills.
But, yeah.
Anyway, I think maybe it's possibly cleaning surfaces off that we see need cleaning.
All right. Is that what it is? Typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. Surfaces that need cleaning?
No. Sorry, Linda.
Not it. Thank you. Two more guesses. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane from Downsville.
Go ahead, Diane.
How about emojis?
Emojis. Have you seen them in a text?
Yeah.
Occasionally in an email?
Some people put 18 in one message, so.
Is it emojis? It's not. Thank you, Diane. All right. One more call. If we don't get it this time, we'll be back with a clue after 7:45. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Valley.
All right, Scott, what do you think?
Airplanes.
Airplanes. A typical person comes across 15 airplanes every day. Havo, did he get it?
Sorry, Scott. That's not it.
Not it. All right. So we will come up with a clue. Give us about 20 minutes, and we will be back with more chances to win. Again, courtesy of Crestview Academy, two fully event One Fest tickets. Keep it right here on a Win It Wednesday. Hopefully we get a winner on a Win It Wednesday on WWIB.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, and people all over the listening area competing for a pair of full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Crestview Academy.
So let's see if we can get you closer towards solving this. Began as Tuesday trivia, now it's Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. The question is this: a typical person comes across about 15 of these daily. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? 715-723-2555. Now we give you the first clue.
Yes, the first clue is outside.
This would definitely be outside.
Yeah, definitely.
715-723-2555. A typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. Think outside. Definitely outside. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. A chance to win two full event tickets to One Fest July 31st through August 2nd. Courtesy of Crestview Academy. Parking coming in there as well, too. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry calling from Osseo.
Go ahead, Sherry.
I'm guessing bees.
Bees of one variety or another?
Yeah.
It bees?
It's a good guess. That's not it, though.
Thank you, Sherry. Go ahead and call us back. 715-723-2555. phone lines lighting up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
What do you think, Chloe?
Squirrels.
Oh, yeah. That's a great guess.
Yeah. You think.
They're outside.
They're all over the place. And 15 or more. Very well thought out, Chloe. But it's not it. But keep on trying. Keep on trying. 715-723-2555. Typical person comes across about 15 of what every day outside? It's outside. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chippa. This is Jan.
Hey, all right, Jan.
Deer.
All right. We had first squirrels and deer in the last two guesses. Is that it? Not deer. But, man, I know. Just go to Irvine Park. Sometimes I feel like I see four, five, six in just a short walk.
Nice.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jody from Menominee.
Hi, Jody.
Go ahead, Jody.
I was going to say stop signs.
Stop signs. That was guessed, I think, yesterday, so you can have a bonus guess.
Oh, no. Trees.
Trees. Is it trees? A typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. Is it trees?
It's not.
It's not. All right. 715-723-2555. Lots more folks want a chance to win these two Full Event One Fest tickets. Courtesy of Crestview Academy, we'll go here. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from LaCrosse.
Hey, Mike.
Again.
Go for it, Mike.
Roundabouts.
Roundabouts. I think that was guessed as well, too. Yeah, roundabouts, traffic circles. So do you have a backup guess?
Stop signs.
That was guessed as well, too. Do you have a backup guess, Mike?
Third string.
How prepared you are.
Rabbits.
Rabbits hasn't been guessed yet. Rascally or otherwise. Is it rabbits?
The rascally rabbit, yeah.
What are we good? Thank you, Mike.
Bees, squirrels, deer, and rabbits this segment, so.
715-723-2555. Three guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm going to say flies.
And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tommy from Gilman.
Is it flies?
No.
Not flies. Two guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
You're from Chapel Falls.
And what do you think?
Is it gas stations?
Avo, is it gas stations? 15 or more every day?
That's not. Sorry.
Not it. All right. Final guess. Then we'll have to come up with another clue for you. Lots of people want to guess. This is the last one, though, this hour. Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air with Caleb and Havel. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Oak Mound.
Tammy, go for it. Solve it here for us.
Red cars.
Red cars, did you say?
Red cars.
The color
so,
red.
Yeah,
okay.
So not just cars, not just vehicles, but saying, yeah, red, pretty common color.
Which are kind of known for getting pulled over more frequently.
Is that what you see? It's a good guess. Is it correct?
Sorry, Tammy.
Not it this time. All right, we will come back with another clue.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Everybody wants a pair of full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Crestview Academy.
715-723-2555. We will stack clues now. Give you our second clue of the day. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? A typical person comes across about 15 of these daily. And our first clue was definitely outside. This would be outside.
Yes. And then the second clue we've decided on is not a living creature.
It is not a living creature.
Uh-huh.
Outside, but not a living creature. 715-723-2555. Courtesy of Crestview Academy, one of our great OneFest coverage and promotion sponsors. Two full event tickets to OneFest plus parking. A typical person comes across about 15 of what every day? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. You're first through the gate. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Eli from Menominee.
Hi, Eli.
What do you think?
Is it American flags?
Is it American flags?
That's a great guess.
Not a living thing, yeah. And maybe seeing 15 or more of those, especially hopefully this week, seeing more and more of them.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it is, Eli?
Sorry.
No, but excellent guess. Very good guess.
Fantastic.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. Melissa from Osseo.
Hi, Melissa.
I would like to guess stoplights.
Stop lights. We've had stop signs, but stop lights has not been guessed.
Okay.
And yeah, we would split hairs like that. We really would.
And that's not a living creature, so.
But is it the answer?
No.
It's not. Thank you, Melissa. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
It's Diane from Downsville.
Go ahead, Diane.
Well, you said it's not alive, so how about squished bugs?
Oh, man.
Would we split hairs like that, Caleb? I guess we would.
We would. I really think we would. However, it's not it. But, Diane, thank you for the chuckle. We appreciate that. That was a good one. 715-723-2555. A typical person comes across about 15 of what daily outside, not a living creature. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Mark. Morning, Caleb. It's Beth Deach. No,
hey, Claire. Beth.
Go for it.
How about bicycles?
How about bicycles? Is
good guess.
It bicycles?
Good guess. That's not it.
It is not. Thank you so much for the call. I was just checking back. Is that really our first call from Eau Claire? We have this huge list, but that might be our first call from Eau Claire. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Amanda, and I'm calling from Menominee.
Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, what do you think?
Is it crosswalks?
Is it crosswalks? How are we sending Amanda and a guest to One Fest courtesy of Crestview Academy?
I wish we were, but we're not.
Not this time, at least. Amanda, call us back. 715-723-2555. I think we're down to our final three guesses here.
All right.
Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. Kathy from Eau Claire.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. Now we got Eau Claire rolling. What do you think?
Okay. How about billboards?
How about billboards? Now, we've had digital billboards,
I guess not just flat-out billboards.
Regular billboards. Is that it? It's not. Thank you, Kathy. Two guesses left here. Otherwise, try it again. Thursday comes up. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from here on WWIB?
Mike from the Cross.
Hey, Mike. Again.
Come on, Mike. You've been trying hard. What do you think?
What do you got, man?
Bridges.
Bridges. Typical person comes across about 15 of these every day. We said outside, not a living creature. Bridges, very plausible, very possible.
But that's not it. No.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I mean,
he's tried in almost every segment, you know.
Good morning, WWIB. Last guest today. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
I'm Darren from Eau Claire.
All right, Darren. What do you think? A typical person comes across about 15 of what daily?
Is it roadkill?
Is it roadkill?
Is that fun guest?
Not specifically.
Okay, not specifically. And that is not it. Sorry.
All right, thank you. I have to say, I drive back and forth to Rice Lake for different things. There's
plenty. You see your share.
There's plenty.
Right.
I appreciate the people who end up cleaning that up. But that's not what it is. Think about this overnight. We'll give you another shot. Try it again Thursday.